Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Shelley Wright. Shelley is the director of two agencies, the Family Support Center and the Children's Justice Center. They're located in the same building, same staff, etc., but they have some very different and unique requirements. She's been with the organization for over 12 years and knows what she speaks. Thank you, Shelley, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dylan, for having me. I look forward to being able to talk to the community and educate them about what we do here at the center.
Okay, now I heard recently that the governor signed a proclamation that made the Utah Family Month.
Yes, that begins on Mother's Day and it will end on Father's Day.
So what happens because of that proclamation?
Well, Dylan, all the family support centers across the state will do different things throughout that time to promote family togetherness and promote families spending time and doing activities. What we are doing in our area is on Saturday, the 17th of June, we are hosting a kite flying day. So we want to invite the community out to the Senior Citizen Center on the big grass area to fly kites. We are going to be giving away 200 free kites and hot dogs, chips, and a drink. And so we encourage all families in the community to bring their children, bring extra kites, plan for a picnic, a free lunch, and just have a day just to spend with your family.
Well, that sounds fun. Again, what time is it on the 17th?
This will start at 11 o'clock, and we have it going until 2 o'clock p.m.
Free goodies and kites.
Yes.
All right, now this is in keeping with the Family Support Center. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, the Family Support Center is a program that really focuses on strengthening our families and preventing child abuse from occurring. And we do that by many different ways. One is we offer support to families when they are in a crisis and they don't have any child care available. Sometimes parents who are stay-at-home parents, sometimes they get overwhelmed, they're exhausted, their children may be difficult children to parents, and they need a little bit of break or respite. Or maybe with a family who's having and dealing with a medical crisis, and they have nobody to care for the children, and they are in an emergency. And so we will care for children to help these parents and to support them. And when we do that, our whole mission would be to strengthen the family. We offer free parenting classes to the community. We also have a great program, which is a home visiting program. Very, very intensive. We welcome referrals from different agencies, the hospital, the health department, and we encourage families during their prenatal stages to get involved with our program because we do intensive weekly visiting. It's a volunteer program. We focus on helping the parents educate their children. We help educate the parents on child development. We cover goals with the family. We work on the parent and the child bonding. It's a really, really great resource that we have here in our community. It's free, you know, so any family that, you know, there may be a risk of child abuse occurring, you know, we want to get involved with that family before the state has to get involved. So it's been a really, really good, great resource. We've been in existence since 1996. Yes.
Okay. I want to remind our listeners that we are talking with Shelley Wright, the director of the Family Support Center and Children's Justice Center here in Carbon County, doing that on Castle Country Focus. You mentioned there's parenting classes. What are the requirements for your services?
There are requirements. The children have to be between the ages of birth to age 11. They have to have just basically a need. There's no other qualifying requirements. There's no income requirements. We will help and serve any family in our community. We also help Emory County as well. So we encourage Emory County families to use the center as well.
the Children's Justice Center. Let's talk about that. That becomes when legal stuff is starting to be involved, child abuse and things like that. Is that right?
Yes. And so the Children's Justice Center is a program where we aid our families, we aid child protective services, we also aid law enforcement in helping investigate, and we coordinate the investigative services of child abuse. So how that works, Dylan, is the children are brought into the center by a non-offending caregiver. They are interviewed in child-friendly interview rooms by law enforcement and child protective service workers. Once the interview is completed, and depending on what the child discloses, will depend on what further services we need to provide. Sometimes we need the court to get involved. The children end up getting involved with our victim advocates. A child may need to be referred for medical care, and the child may also, and the family may also be referred for mental health services. So we also help wrap services around that child and making sure that their needs are met and that they're safe. And in conjunction with that, we're there to aid law enforcement and child protective services and to coordinate the further investigating and prosecuting of the child abuse cases.
Now, the children are, again, from 0 to 11 years old that are involved?
No. The Children's Justice Center will serve children from birth to age 18. Well, and also children who can actually be interviewed. So we mostly see children between the ages of 3 and 18, but we will help coordinate additional investigative services with children from birth and then on into age 18.
Now, if somebody sees what could be broadly classified as abuse, or parents that are abusing kids, or seemingly so, what responsibility do they have, and how do they carry that out?
Well, it's the community's responsibility to report if they have a reason to believe that child abuse is occurring. It's actually a misdemeanor if they are aware of it occurring and fail to report. The one good thing to know is child abuse reporting can be anonymous. The state has a statewide reporting line, and you can report. And the beauty of this is even if you have a concern, but you're just not sure, that's okay too, because, you know, we'll leave it up to the professionals to determine if the call justifies an actual investigation.
So how would they report it? What's the number? Who do they call again?
Okay. The reporting number is 1-855-323-3237. And our staff here at the Family Support and Children's Justice Center, we're also here to aid families and aid individuals who feel like they need to make a report. They're welcome to call the center as well, and we can help give them information to make the report.
Anything else we're missing, Shelley?
Yes, I'd like to let everybody know to contact us. You can call 435-636-3739, and we do have after hours available as well.
Shelley, where are your facilities located?
We're located at 80 South Fairgrounds Road in Price.
And if you were driving there, how would I drive there?
You can drive up behind the hospital along Fairgrounds Road. You could also drive from south, from Highway 10, up by the fairgrounds.
Thank you, Shelley, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for having me, DeLynn.